Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Maybe just a suggestion for a clearer formulation of 4.1, given that we have basically three costs to consider, and this is the cost charged by the registrar, which is related to the services of URBIS number filing, search function, or registration of users. Secondly, we have the cost of the marker itself, the plate. And then third, we have the cost of affixing the plate on the rolling stock. And here, I think the last one is clear, but the first two are a bit blurred. So probably we could use here commas to clarify the three categories of costs for which the applicant remains responsible, meaning we could write will be responsible for the cost related to the URBIS registrar, the cost of the URBIS marker, and the cost for affixing the marker plate on an item unless otherwise agreed by the parties. At the same time, regarding the point of OTIF, I agree this is not the mandate of our group to set the fees. My only point was to ask regarding the experience of the aircraft protocol, because in other type of registries, there are pieces of legislation that sets the methodology through which the appropriate body can then decide and set the fees. I understand that if is the case also in the aircraft protocol, that there is no methodology and everything is up to the states to set the initial fees for the three type of services that the registrar provides, and then decide on any updates. I think we can align to that. If not, maybe within the model rules, there could be just the methodology that the authority should follow. But it's just a suggestion to consider. Thank you.